Welcome back to the No Point Podcast. I know we're your favorite podcast, so I'm glad that you're back and listening once again.
How do you know we're their favorite podcast?
What other podcast could possibly be their favorites other than this podcast? There are no other podcasts you're right. That exist.
Nobody has a podcast.
We are the first podcasters.
The first person to create the podcast must have been there's no shot this works out. Someone's explaining it. You're I'm going to talk for an hour, and then people are going to listen.
Well, I knew that my podcast would work out because it was the first podcast and the most popular podcast. And some claim the only podcast that exists, No Point Podcast. Can you think of another podcast? Name one.
Name
one podcast other than the No Point Podcast.
Logan Paul's podcast.
That's not a name?
Impulsive.
Okay, I've never heard of it.
Name never heard. Irrelevant.
Irrelevant. I don't know who this guy is.
Bozo, clown, L.
Name another one.
Let's go with,
Yep, exactly. I rest my case.
I know people that have them. I just don't know their name of their podcast.
No, we are the only podcast, and until proven otherwise, I will put that.
Joe Rogan.
Who's Boom. Joe? What's the name of his podcast? The name of his podcast,
isn't
huh?
It the Joe Rogan
I rest
podcast.
My case once again. I rest my case once again. You were unable to name a single podcast. What's this podcast called?
Guys, this podcast calls No Point, and welcome to it, because on this podcast, we talk about everything, anything, and nothing all at the same time. It's pretty impressive.
Roll the intro. Here's a show for the broskies, fellas, and ladies. Still safe to play around the babies. Whether you're 18 months or 80. A lot of trash talk, but nothing shady. Two bros, Francis and JP, talk about everything, anything, and nothing. This is something you could laugh to daily. No Point Podcast, man, it's crazy. I'm actually kind of mad at the listeners of this
you
podcast.
You should be.
I am mad.
Oh, my bad.
I'm mad about the listeners of this podcast, and you backed me up here, so why are you mad at them? Do you have a reason, or were you just trying to, take over?
I was just trying to help you.
Well, first of all, if this is your first time listening, welcome to the podcast. I'm Chippy Bree. I film my brother every single day on TikTok. He sits on a roof and is pretty sad about sitting on the roof, I think. What really stems the sadness? Is it just sitting on the roof?
Just tough life, man.
Tough life.
It all stems back from childhood, I guess.
And it is not getting
better. I just think that happy people are lying. You know what I mean? And what are you faking it for?
See, I consider myself to be a very happy person.
What are you faking it for?
I don't think I'm faking
it. You don't think you're faking it?
No, I actually think you're more of a fake person.
So you wake up,
than me.
You wake up and you're just like, good day today.
Have you ever seen the sun is shining in the day?
Mr. Blue Sky?
Yeah, but the one that the guy wakes up. There's a movie and the guy wakes up and he's like, good morning, everybody.
It's the Lego movie, isn't it?
No, it's Free Guy.
Free Guy, okay.
Free Guy. And the Lego movie. I also like the Lego guy, the Lego movie.
Yeah.
Everything is awesome. I believe that.
Yeah, so you just wake up, you're just head off the pillow, you're just like, I'm so ready for today.
Today's
you know
gonna
I mean?
Be awesome. Yeah, what's wrong with that?
I don't know.
It's
I have
a
an
good
issue.
Outlook at life.
I don't think I could, I could be friends with them, but I don't think I could be in a committed.
A brother
like,
with them.
Yeah, a brother. I think we're required to be friends by blood. You know what I mean? I just wouldn't. I can't.
Funny thing.
Why are you mad at the people?
It was one of my best jokes. Hold on. No, I'm mad at you guys, but I have a really funny joke.
Okay.
So the other day,
we'll be the judge of that.
There was a blood donation happening in public. They were.
That sounds like a blood ritual.
No, somebody was the Red Cross was outside. They had a bus and they were inviting people to come into the bus. They got a $5 Dunkin' Donuts gift card if they donated their blood to the Red Cross and saved a life.
Sure.
So I walked by the line and there was a line of
you
six people.
You can't put a value on life, but we did. And it was a $5 Dunkin' card.
Well, that's exactly where this joke's going.
No way!
That's where this joke's going. So it's a $5 Dunkin' card if you donated a pint of your blood to the Red Cross. And there's a line of six people, so I go up to the guy in the line and I kind of knew a guy in the line and I said, listen here, buddy. I'll give you a $6 Dunkin' Donuts gift card. And if you get out of this line right now.
That's way better.
And he goes, no, I want to give blood. And I go, fine. I'll give you a $7 gift card. And you come to my car.
And I'll give me
and you give me
See,
your
I
blood.
Thought the first thing was he'd still have to give you blood.
No,
it's just $6 to leave.
$6, get out of line.
Go away. No, yeah, no one saves which a life.
Is a better deal. $6 to do nothing.
To be honest, though, that's a you good gave deal. Somebody. You would give somebody blood that day. You would give himself blood by keeping it.
That's a good deal. Like, yeah, why would you say no to that? $6. Well,
I've always
give
thought
blood.
About like if I always went up to somebody and be like, "How much are you making today to go to work?" And I'm like, "I'll pay you that exact amount not to go to work." Everybody would do it.
That's a good deal. That's but a great this deal. Guy was like, "No, I want to save a life. I want to give blood." So I said, "Deal, $7. You come to my car instead of this car, and I'll take your blood.
I'll take your blood.
I'll take your blood." Now, what am I going to do with that blood?
That's no longer his business.
The real question is, what are you going to do with the $7 Dunkin' Donuts gift card?
What are they going to, what is Red Cross going to do with this blood? You know, you don't know. They just tell you.
Well,
they're always needing more, and I feel like so many people are giving it that, like, at what point are they doing something fishy with it?
I've never given blood in my life.
Yeah.
So I've never saved a life. There's a lot of heroes never. In this world.
I'm not one of them.
I'm not one of them.
Not all heroes wear capes, and some of them are villains that also don't wear capes.
Yeah, I've never donated. I'm not anti-donating blood.
Yeah, somebody's got to do it.
But it does seem like I'm anti-donating blood, because I've never personally done it, and then I've encouraged people
to get out of line. You know, that's where you're anti it. Like, if you were just, like, not giving blood, that's one thing. But to, like, go out of your way to try to take blood from other people?
Offering $6 per person.
Yeah.
Single-handedly.
Maybe if you didn't offer the gift card, he would have been more invested.
If it was cash. It was just cash. $6 cold, hard cash.
Yeah.
All right, I'm mad at our followers.
Yeah, because they donate followers. Blood.
Yeah, if you donated blood, stop listening to this show, because I don't respect you, but I do respect the $5 Dunkin' Donuts gift card you might have gotten. No, I have no problem with it. I'm just afraid of needles. I just need to clarify that. I can't be the guy that is, like, anti-donating blood.
Yeah, you can't put that on a t-shirt.
I know what the response will be, and it's like, when you need blood, you better not call the blood bank and try to get it. No, that's not right. I'm gonna need it from your donations. People need to donate. No. Just not me or the guy I offered $6 to.
Wouldn't that be an interesting, like, concept if, like, you couldn't get blood if you never donated it?
Oh my gosh, I would die. Well, it's also an interesting concept that you have to have the same blood type as somebody else, and, like, there's a whole bunch of blood types, and yeah. I don't know my blood type.
Yeah, I don't either.
Do you know your blood type?
No, but I know my mother's. It was on her deathbed. She was like, "Remember, just be positive." And I was like, "No, I need to know your blood type." And she passed away.
Found out later
it was B positive.
Our mother, who is alive, just walked in the room right now. And I'm glad she got to hear that. No, but the kid, he also was like, "You don't understand. I'm the most common blood type, so I have to donate."
Oh, because yes. So many it's people need a responsibility.
It. Yeah, because he has the most common blood type. And I said, if it's so common, you'd think a lot of people would be donating that blood. And it wouldn't be your responsibility.
That's true.
He didn't seem That's to laugh good. At a single one of my blood jokes. He also was a little concerned. A like, I think he was going to report me to, I don't know who you'd report to. Like, it's not a crime to encourage somebody to get out of the blood donation line.
Yeah.
It's not a crime.
No, you're right.
I was completely in the right.
Yeah.
And I...
Completely in the right's a strong word.
How much in the right?
You were...
Give me a number.
You were legally okay. I think legally okay is as much... It's not a percentage. It's just legally okay. Because let's think of this, right? I can personally right now stand in front of a school.
Yep.
Okay, stand in front of the school, like, outside, off their premises.
Yeah.
With a sign that says, "Learning ain't no good."
Yeah.
Learning legally, ain't no good. I'm good.
Yeah.
But is it right? You know what I mean? No, it's not right.
Why is it not right? Because of the grammar. I get it. But if the sign said, "Learning is not well,"
it's
right?
Not,
learning is not well. That would be the
That's
proper grammar.
Right. No.
Learning is not
no,
well.
No, you heard "well" as a way to say something there, and you just added it at the end.
No. It's you can't be good. Learning can't be good. Learning has to be well. It's okay. A grammatical rule that I might have learned, or I might have hallucinated.
Yeah.
It's one of the two.
Okay.
Definitely one of the two. So I'm mad at our followers.
Yeah.
I'm mad at our followers.
I'm excited to hear why.
We had not posted a podcast in 2 weeks. And I had not gotten a single Amber Alert.
For where we were.
Yeah. Not a single person was like, "Oh no, report this to the cops. They're gone.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Nobody.
Nobody cares. What if I had died?
I thought we were the best podcast ever.
Who would have donated me blood?
I thought we were the best podcast ever. How did they not care?
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out. That's why I'm mad at them.
Yeah.
Nobody cared.
Nobody cared?
Nobody cared.
I saw some messages.
There were some messages in our fan house, which you should be a member of where were you? Where were you? And the truth was, me and Francis were in Texas 1 week.
Yeah.
So we could not post because we were in Dallas, Texas. And we have tons of stories about Dallas that are going to come in the next few weeks of the podcast, including, and I'll just give you a little teaser, a plane malfunction that resulted us to be stuck in Oklahoma for 8.5 hours.
Yeah.
But that we'll save that for another time. And then the next week, we get home, and I'm getting ready to film the podcast. I'm like, Francis, we got to film the podcast. And Francis is like, sorry, I got to drive to New Hampshire. And then next thing you know, Francis drove to New Hampshire, and I was...
Did I lie?
Yeah.
Did I lie?
So I recorded the podcast alone that week.
Did you? How'd it go? Well, did it not pull? Was it so illegal?
It didn't
air. Like, without
air.
Somebody helping
you? It didn't air. People thought... Like,
what were the topics,
we focus grouped
if you
it.
Could mind?
We focus grouped it. Why I believe I am the greatest human being ever.
That would make sense.
I worked.
That was the. Is that the beginning before you get to say welcome to the No Point
yeah,
Podcast?
Yeah.
That's a strong opener.
I workshopped
that's a strong opener.
I workshopped some cult ideas and why people should join my cult.
Were you encouraging other people? Like, were you encouraging cults in general, or only your cult?
Only my cult. It's the only one true cult because of how great I am.
Okay.
Once again, this didn't get to air.
Yeah. Was this the major segment on why it didn't get to air?
Our producer pulled it for another reason.
This is still okay.
Yeah, he was like, a little risque, but like, maybe there's an audience for it.
Yeah. Maybe there's a cult member for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, what they really didn't like about it.
Third segment.
The third segment was like, it was a little controversial.
Uh-huh.
It was a little controversial.
Sure.
Yeah, so I just ranked every single race on a scale of 1 to 10. But it was just like running races.
Yeah, but
I didn't clarify that at any point. at any point.
So how did people even know what race you were talking
about?
Well,
I explained to them that each race had like a key that they could go to our Instagram and see like the key. So I just referred to them by nicknames.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, if you want to know which race this truly is, you can go to the Instagram.
No, I could see
and
that. Because
some
I
of those nicknames were ambiguous.
Yeah, and I could, no, I could also say that's a problem because like half the podcast you have to be like, this is the best race. This is the worst race. You know what I mean? Like, those sentences come up. And as a producer, hearing those, you know, you probably just want to stay away from it.
So, like, everybody knows, like, there's the Indianapolis 500.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that. So, like, if I nicknamed it Indian, I understand now where that problem came
yeah.
in.
Yeah,
with
yeah,
the
yeah.
miscommunication on ranking the Indianapolis 500.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And people and thinking, maybe I was talking about
Indians.
People
from India.
Yeah, so it did not air.
Yeah.
It did not air. Sorry about that, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
I was just trying to... I've always
also,
had an interest
in... And also, it's tough
in,
because you didn't have anybody to bounce it off of. So it was more of a monologue, like a real dictator speech.
Yeah, well, that was the other issue.
Yeah.
That was the other issue when I ranked the dictators. But luckily, it did not
air. You have a favorite?
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah,
you know?
Of course.
Well, there's actually a question that I was asked in one of my classes. I'm interested to know your opinion. Right?
Do you want this podcast to get canceled too?
No. This was a question that we were asked in a class, and we had to debate it. And my entire class was unanimous. Okay. Would you rather have an elected leader,
sure,
that you 100% disagree with,
okay,
on every single policy, every single thing? You think he's an evil person?
Yeah.
But he was elected.
Yeah.
And more than 51% of the population was
sure,
like, "This is my leader."
Uh huh.
Or would you rather have a friend of yours that you 100% agree with on everything?
Yeah.
Be the dictator.
I think this is the easiest question of all time, and I'm starting... You found this hard?
I didn't.
You've... Okay, good, because I think you're a bad person if you find this hard.
Ready?
One, two, three.
The dictator.
Not the dictator. You son of a gun! There's no way you just said the dictator. You're saying that for content-wise.
No.
No way.
My entire class said the democracy.
The democracy. Of course the democracy. Because here's the thing. to say that you would rather it just be the guy you pick, that's you saying that everybody else's opinion is wrong. No, but
it's different because this isn't like a bad
The dictator.
No, this is different because this isn't a bad corrupt
to
dictator.
To you, he's not a bad
this
corrupt.
Is, you know, my friend.
No, to you, he's not a bad corrupt
It's my friend. I would have voted for him if I could.
Sure, and you can vote for him.
No, I can't. He wasn't running.
No, that's a horrible, horrible... horrible, like, idea.
All right, maybe that was for content.
Yeah, you
that I doubled down.
No, but, like, no, I think there's no good reason to have a dictator. And anyway, because, again, I think that there is something of democracy. Like, if you have one opinion of a person's matter the most, I think it gets in a real
But
problem.
No, but you don't understand.
He's your friend.
He's my friend.
And honestly, that makes me not want to vote for him.
It's my opinion that matters the most.
Yeah.
So that's the difference.
It's a terrible... Like, anybody that answered... Like, I think you wanted that to be, like, the... If you're on a railroad and you have to turn the train and you either kill five people or one people, what do?
You swerve and hit both people.
But, like, this one was just simple. Do you believe in democracy or would you rather be a dictator?
I believe in democracy. I think I'm the most American-loving democracy guy on planet Earth. But... He's my friend.
He's my friend.
He's my friend.
He's a good guy.
He's a great guy. He's a great guy. And I happen to agree with everything he says.
Yeah.
I happen to agree with that.
Yeah.
And
you can vote for
so
him,
the episode
but...
didn't air. Yeah. 1,000 likes on this, and maybe we'll release it. But once again, you have to go to the Instagram to see the key.
Yeah. You have to. You have to. Otherwise, it's not good.
Otherwise, you didn't know I was talking about races.
Yeah, gosh.
Dang it.
Dang it.
All right. Anyways, guys, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after these few messages.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Cinco de Mayo, Cinco de Mayo.
Today is Cinco de Mayo. I'm glad that you just chanted that for some reason.
You know, but I'm taking a very important test tomorrow, and part of the important test is you're not allowed to drink anything.
Yes, and today's Cinco de Mayo.
And today's Cinco de Mayo.
And you're supposed to drink. I think that's what you're saying.
I think so. I picked down the wrong day.
We were just in Dallas, and this is just coming out because it is Cinco de Mayo. We have two friends that live in Dallas, and their family background is Mexican, so they're Spanish speakers. And they didn't take me here, but they took you to a Spanish restaurant.
They did.
A Mexican restaurant. And it was very authentic, right?
Yeah. You want me to talk about that?
Yeah, talk about it for a second.
So basically, we were in Texas, and the funny thing about Texas...
Just to clarify here, when we went to Texas, and we're going to talk about some other stories about Texas, because we were with our friends who are from Mexico, and I'd say we really embraced their culture
while we
were there.
No, well, I was just about to say that, like, Texas has two very distinct
types
about
Texas,
it.
Yeah,
types of Texas. Like, there is that cowboy, rancher, like that Texas, like accent Texas, and then it's very close to the border.
Yeah.
So, like, it was just, you know, when we got the land of Texas, it all became, like, it became about the like,
there's a lot of Spanish speakers in Texas.
It's kind of like the two polar opposites almost.
Yeah, we went to our first Mexican bazaar while we were there.
Yes.
And that was
great.
Wild.
I love it. So, anyway, so we actually go...
Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Happy Cinco de Mayo. Cinco de Mayo. Cinco de Mayo. I don't know where that song's coming from.
I think
from
it was a mariachi episode in Hannah, Montana. Great. Do you remember when the mariachi band used to follow them around? Anyways, continue.
Maybe. So anyway, we went to like a line dancing place,
yes.
Right? And that was like as country as
cowboy
you can get
as
it.
You
like,
can get it. Bull
like,
riding.
Mechanical bull, like... There was a stage with a live country band, like country rocker.
Yeah.
Like
Francis was actually when they were getting ready to go, our friends told Francis that he didn't look country enough to get into the place, and he had to change.
What because, in the world?
Direct quote: his khakis were too northeastern. He needed to wear jeans, which traditionally khakis are like very you very can wear fancy, them anywhere. And they were like, "No, you gotta wear jeans or you wouldn't get in. You're not country enough."
Yeah. I was kind of like. So I ended up wearing like blue like suit pants
with a jean jacket
because it kind of looked like jeans, but it was suit pants. So it was even more dressy somehow to try to dress me down.
And how was it? Did the bouncer like stop you because of your dress code?
No, he didn't say a gosh darn word. And you know what these two looked at me and said? They were like, "Things have changed since 2019." And I was like, they hyped up that I was gonna get stopped and like they were gonna like not let me. No. They did not care what I was wearing, it felt like. But anyway, we're at the very country place, and then all of a sudden we're kind of done. We're kind of like, okay, I'm a little bit hungry, and the person we're with is like, "I know a place I used to go to, like, kind of close to this area." And we're like, okay, fine, whatever. So she starts driving, and we're like, "Oh, I wonder where this place." She goes, "Oh, they sell tacos. It's great." I was like, "We love Taco. We love Taco Bell.
Taco Bell is authentic.
Authentic. We love California Taco. I'm starting to realize we might not have tacos, but I love tacos.
Chipotle, so, great tacos.
Yeah. Authentic. So we're like, okay, let's go. So anyway, we pull in. Random guy is in front of the parking lot.
Yeah.
Okay. Now this guy is not like an employee.
Yeah.
He's just. A guy there.
Okay, just a man outside and the taco place.
He stops the car.
Okay.
He's outside like to get in the parking lot.
Seems like he's taking some power right yeah. now he shouldn't
yeah,
have.
Yeah, yeah, stops us. The guy comes to the window, and then all he says, and I cannot stress this enough, "Yeah, yeah, 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 yeah." And he brushes this.
That didn't help. He brushes this.
He motions, comes towards me.
And he just said, yeah. Okay.
That's it. That's all I'm hearing out the window is this man go, "Yeah, yeah, 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 coming here." Now, I don't know if you've ever felt like something's a trap.
Yeah, yeah.
Until a man motions you. Follow that man. So anyway, he goes, "Yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah." He motions in, and then he scurries off into the night.
Okay.
Okay? And I was like, "What the heck was that?" I was like, "Does that guy work here?" And she goes, "No, sometimes there are people that just like to pretend they're parking lot tenants."
What?
And I was like, what does that mean?
What does that mean? People yeah. just like pretending they're parking lot tenants?
I know. I was just as confused. I was thinking, this is like a hobby.
What are you doing?
This is a hobby in Texas? And she goes, "Okay." So anyway, the parking lot is full of like trucks.
Yeah. Just that's like very Texas.
Truck. Every truck is Ford bigger than the next. Yeah, it is just trucks. So you can barely get through like anything in this parking spot because they're all trucks and they're all too pushed out. And trucks are notoriously the worst parkers because they like to be like, "My truck deserves 3 parking spaces."
Yeah.
So we're like, we have to go all the way in the back and we get in the restaurant and we're finally in there. And this restaurant is just wild. It's like as if you went into like a family gathering of 45 people and everybody knew each other. Okay? Except for you. So we go in and we sit down and the entire menu is in Spanish.
So what did you order? Okay. How did you order?
Entire menu.
I know you don't know Spanish.
So I go, I was like, "Hey, have you guys known that the entire menu's in Spanish? Has anybody noticed this?" And they were like, "Oh yeah, the entire menu's in Spanish." And then I was like, "Okay." She was like, "But here's what it is. This is chicken. It's a very basic menu. Okay. Let me tell you." She's like, "This is chicken. This is steak.
You don't know, like, this is polo.
I still don't know what tinga is, but that's what I ordered." She goes, "This is chicken. This is steak. This is, like, kind of chicken?" And I was like, "What's kind of chicken?"
She goes, you ordered that?
And I ordered the kind of chicken.
No way.
I wanted to know what tinga was. And I think it's because I wanted to say tinga. So, anyway, I'm like, okay, they've translated the menu for me. I'm ready. Waitress comes over. I go, "Hi, yes. Could we get 4 waters? And I'd like 1 tinga."
Oh.
And now, all of a sudden, this woman goes, "Ah, And I was like, what's happening? And they start laughing. And I don't know why they're laughing. Because I think
they're
I've ordered...
laughing at you for just ordering a Tinga.
They're laughing because I ordered
Get
a Tinga.
Get the man a Tinga.
No, they're laughing because nobody in this restaurant speaks English. At all. You can't eat here unless you know Spanish. Like, there's not a way to communicate.
There's not a
way to communicate to the staff. So they go, they don't know what you're saying. And I was like, okay, well, stop laughing and help me. I want one Tinga. Like, you guys, nobody's helping me in this. They're like, man doesn't know Spanish. And I go, yeah, you're right. Because I live in Rhode Island. And we don't, like, I can't practice it with anybody.
The best part was dealing with our friends that speak Spanish all weekend was we did use them as a translator a lot in Texas because there was a lot of Spanish speaking. Yeah. And they would sometimes translate.
I'm going to get to this. So, literally, so they start ordering, and then the woman asked me a question, which I don't. Cruelty out of no other purpose than that. I'm like, somebody explain the parking lot attendant outside. That somehow does that. And all of a sudden, they're like, oh, she asked you a question. Oh, thanks. And I was like, anybody want to tell me what she said? So my friend goes, oh, she said, and says the same exact thing the woman said, but in Spanish. I go, I didn't need to hear what she said again. I needed to know what she meant by it. And she goes, did I say that in Spanish? And I go, yes, you did. And she goes, oh, sometimes I can't switch it off my brain, and, like, I can't tell the difference, and I kind of just say things. And the waitress is still just looking at me. And so she thinks at this point that I just can't even comprehend English, I'm thinking at this point. Because the woman said some words in English and I still look confused on her question. So we finally get to order.
And you ordered a Tinga.
And I ordered a Tinga. It was chicken-like. It tasted very good. And it was super good.
You would have, let me see if I could do this. So you would want, so you said four waters and a Tinga. So if I was ordering that, I would say cuatro agua y Tingas. Y una Tingas. So I could have,
I think you would
managed.
Say uno.
What did I say?
Una. Oh. You made it feminine.
My bad. My bad.
Well, anyway, I mean, I just think that, like, if the parking lot attendant came in, he felt like he spoke English.
You think he?
I think he could have helped me out. So, like, I don't know if the restaurant wants to hire him, but that would be something that I did. And then I leave, and they were like, and we literally are leaving, and it's, like, so hard to get out, and we witness a car accident happening on the way out.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, they were like, wow, that was really good, especially since there was no fights today. And I was like, what do you mean? And they're like, oh, yeah, this place is, like, always on the news. Because, like fights will break out. Because, like, it's, like, a territory of something. And I was like, where did you take me? Where did you take me? I go, get me out of here. Like, what am I doing? I got lucky that we were able to eat in peace. That was the last thing that was on my mind. So as we're leaving, parking lot attendant comes back.
Okay.
He stops the car. He stops the car. No, 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 no. Yeah, 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 yeah. To another car. That car backs up in to another car. The parking lot attendant caused a car accident.
That's their fault.
The two guys jump out of the car, go to fight each other. So now I'm witnessing the fight that they just told me about. And the parking lot attendant goes, ah! And scurries off. And the other two start to, like, yell and scream at each other and, like, put their fists up. And they're like, what's about to happen? And I go, drive. And we've never booked it out of a place faster. And I still cannot be... Food was great.
Food was great.
I can be convinced that was a fever dream. But never in my life. The guy pretended to be a parking lot attendant. Caused an accident. Like, at some point, you can't pretend. Like, what are those guys going to report? A man told me to go. And it wasn't, like, how does he translate that? Some man said, come, 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 come. He went, and then he backed into a car. Like, it was the worst parking lot attendant advice he could get. And then I witnessed the fight that they literally said, there's always a fight here. And I got to see it.
Well, guys, thank you so much for listening to the No Point Podcast. Make sure you go and subscribe to our Fan House if you haven't already. Fan House is a great platform where we can use to communicate and update you on all things. So next time we're not posting a podcast, if you're in our Fan House, you would have known why. You can join our Fan House for free by clicking the link in the description of this episode and putting the code FREEPASS.
I'm excited.
I'm Chippy Bree, and I'm signing off.
And I'm Francis. I will also be signing off with you today.
See you next Friday, guys. And make sure you leave a 5-star review on this podcast and tell a friend. Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, do you want a code word?
The code word is... Yes, 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 yes. All right, bye, guys.